Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Welcome to Biz Podcast. Today we have Louise Punter from the Surrey Chambers of Commerce. Lovely having you here today, Louise. So I just want us to introduce yourself first of all. Tell us who you are, what you do, and we just want to get to know you a little bit, Louise. Get to know your history, how long you've been doing this, what drives you. But without further ado, just start by introducing yourself.
Okay, when people ask me how long I've been at Surrey Chambers, it's always quite a shock because I work back to 2001 and realise 17 years. The 17 years has gone absolutely, it's whizzed past. And the reason I came to work at Surrey Chambers was a bit bizarre, really. I used to be a marketing director for an international company, and I was travelling around the world and travelling up to London every day, you know, loving life, great career. Had two daughters, and I was still able to fit all that in. But as they became old enough to go to senior school, I thought, you know what, I'd really like to be close by. So serendipity, I met a guy on the train. No, met a guy. It sounds good. I used to talk to someone on the train, a whole group of people, and he told me that they were looking for a chief executive in Woking with a parking space. I thought, that sounds really good, particularly the parking space. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he told me about Surrey Chambers of Commerce. We're looking for a CEO. And I have to be honest, when I looked at the job spec and I heard about it, I thought, this sounds really comfortable. I think I could do this. It sounds like I have to go and make a few speeches and talk to lots of people. I love talking, as you will discover in this podcast. And so went along for the interview, knew absolutely nothing about the chambers, never been involved in chambers, which actually I think went in my favour. Got the job. The rest is history. What I didn't realise was that I would be running a small business.
Wow.
So effectively, I was representing businesses, but also I had to worry about the finances, the people, the marketing. So the marketing was okay. That was where I came from. But all of the other bits and pieces that a business has to account for, and realising that the buck stopped with me on all of them. And so I fully started to appreciate what businesses have to do. And so representing them became actually a bit second nature.
Yeah, because now that you're fully, obviously, well-versed with what you're doing, I can't imagine that, you know, there's anyone better to be, you know, leading that role now that you have that experience. So how long did you say you've been part of the Surrey Chambers of Commerce?
17 years. And I came in as the CEO, so there wasn't really anywhere else to go. But what I can say is that every year has been different. And still, every day, I learn something else because I'm speaking to a business and they tell me about something that I think, wow, I never knew that.
Yeah.
So it really is the most interesting role that anybody could have. I feel quite privileged to get that insight into so many businesses.
So what is your typical role in a day? What does Louise get up to in a day?
Oh my goodness, that's such a great question.
Because you're always busy. That's one thing we know about you. You're always busy. You're always out there. You're always networking. So I'm intrigued to know what you get up to in a day.
Yeah, my picture gets out there and it looks as though all I do is eat breakfast and dinners. So a typical day would be getting to a breakfast at 7:30 in the morning, probably doing a bit of an intro, bit of networking, and maybe tying up at the end of the event, encouraging people to come to the next event, or going to other people's events and being in the audience, again, back to learning more about, you know, the latest issues in business. Probably hot foot back to the office, have a couple of one-to-ones with different members of the team to make sure that we're on target for, you know, the next event or the next marketing activity. I might then go and have a meeting with Eagle. So jump in my car, go over to Guildford, go into the studio, well, maybe not the studio, have a meeting to talk about how we're working together brilliantly and, you know, bringing businesses together in all sorts of different ways. Jump in my car again, maybe off to Gatwick Diamond over the other side of Surrey and working with the businesses over there to make sure that any support that they need is being fed through to the many committees and boards that I sit on to get the voice of business heard. And then sometimes I just go home and it may only be about 6 o'clock, but other times I might be out at a business awards. Like last night, as we're recording here, we were at the Surrey Business Awards, which we are partners in, and I got home at 20 to 1, but it was a great evening, and it was well worth it.
All in a day's job for you. That's amazing. So what responsibility do you feel like you have in Surrey and Hampshire? Where would you like to see business going? What is the way forward for business in Surrey and Hampshire? In your perspective, what would you like to see?
Yeah, well, I think what we want to do is make things as easy as possible for businesses. So the idea that every single business might be trying to find out about, for example, you know, the latest things have been GDPR, General Data Protection Regulations, for those that have fortunately been able to ignore it, GDPR. So rather than everybody sort of trying to find out about it, we're able to lay on events and clinics and sort of opportunities for people to learn. And then, you know, making sure that we're listening to those businesses so that we can present to them what it is they need. So they can spend all of their time on growing their business, finding new customers, developing their products and services, and not worry about information that they need to be looking for. I mean, the latest thing is obviously going to be Brexit. And we work with a lot of exporters who are the businesses that are obviously going to be affected mostly when Brexit goes through. So we want to be absolutely ready as soon as anything's clear. And of course, nothing's clear. No one's an expert yet. But we are in the best possible place because we are involved in the government discussions. We're feeding in what businesses are finding. And, you know, it's going to make a huge difference to exporters. At the moment, they just have to have documentation when they're sending products outside of the EU, which is less than, I think it's 40% of export. But all of the exports going into the EU may have to have different types of documentation. So we just want to be there to make it as easy as possible for those businesses.
It's nice for you to say, and it's honest of you to say, that you're unsure of what's going to happen with Brexit, which a lot, I think there's some business owners who feel like they know what's going to happen, so they put out their the wrong predictions, so to speak. But in your perspective, I know there's a lot of small businesses in Surrey and Hampshire that are concerned not just about Brexit but with the future of the high street, for example. What would you like to see? What responsibility do you feel that you have for, shaping Surrey and Hampshire, or should I say Surrey, with businesses, with small businesses? What comfort can you give them on your part to ensure them that things will get better in some sort of way? Or what can we do for them for things to get better in terms of business prices and VAT and all these concerns people have? What do you feel, in your perspective, is the right way forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think I could be quite simple about this and talk about business togetherness. So we are just launching a campaign across the country, actually. So Surrey and Hampshire are part of that campaign. And what we're trying to put across is that you're much stronger together. You know, if businesses come together and share best practice and talk about things, they are going to do much better than if they sort of stay in their, their own little space and try to work out what's best to go forward. So what I would say to any business is, you know, reach out, really connect with other businesses. And obviously the chambers are one of the catalysts and one of the vehicles through which you can connect with lots of businesses. And we're there to make sure that, you know, things happen, and we take their views back to government. I think the retail question that you sort of started with, it's so important that we have a full economy. I think sometimes we get very drawn into worrying about all of the high growth businesses, which, you know, really important tech, you know, high tech businesses. But all of those businesses want the high street that they can go and visit. They want the restaurants that they can eat in. So it's really important to make sure that the whole business ecosystem is supported. Yeah. So every business can reach out and get support.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to spending the next few months, the next few podcasts, actually, sort of getting to know the Chambers of Commerce, because I think it's a fascinating platform that you guys have there. So looking into different aspects of the commerce as well. So what, I know you have events quite often. How often does the Chambers hold events or business breakfasts, or so that people can know?
Yeah, well, we're usually 2 to 3 events a week.
Wow.
Which is quite a lot. And then there are some smaller events. Sometimes we have a round table where we're feeding back to the Bank of England about what's happening in the area. But there's certainly a lot going on. There's no shortage of events, or and sometimes we have to sort of say to people, you don't actually have to come to events to interact, because there's also a lot of news on the website. There's a lot of interaction through Twitter. We're trying to get better on LinkedIn, and obviously we've been working closely with Eagle, and the biz activity that's been going on has been absolutely brilliant, bringing sort of several different networks together. Is so important because there are 70,000 businesses in Surrey, and so plenty of businesses to interact with and to learn from and learn from their expertise. One of the things I think we can do going forward with the podcasts is look to the expertise of our membership. We always say that our biggest asset is our people, and I absolutely stand by that. My team of 10 is absolutely fantastic, and they are also passionate, and they give so much extra. They, you know, they have a contract of employment that sort of talks about 35 hours a week, but because of the events, you know, a lot of them do sort of do a lot more than that. But also our second asset is our members, and every single member that joins the chamber has an expertise that they bring. So what we want to try and do is capture that and share it so that other people can hear about it and you know, benefit from that knowledge.
Brilliant. What next event do we have to look forward to? Do you have any events going on next week?
We do. Next week we have the President's Awards.
Wow.
Another awards, but this one is very it's very sort of internal, so it's all about members, and we're looking at who's been doing the most networking, who's been championing the chamber, who's got the best press release, best international trade interaction with us. That is taking place at the Guildford Pavilion, the brand new, beautifully renovated pavilion on the Guildford cricket site. And that is on the 10th of October. And anybody who hasn't booked yet would be really welcome to come along, because it's going to be a fun evening. Our president, Steve Coburn from Project 5, will talk about going forward what the chamber is doing, and you know, looking forward to seeing our members in action on that evening.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Louise. Where can we find you for more information, your social media and all that good stuff?
Okay, so our website is quite simple, www.surrey-chambers.co.uk. We're at Surrey Chambers on Twitter. We do have a Facebook page. I think you just type us in and you'll find us. I also have a Twitter account at Louise Punter, and most of the team at Surrey Chambers are also on Twitter and LinkedIn. So we're very accessible and we love talking to people.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Louise Punter, for being on Biz Podcast today. And we certainly look forward to the future podcast, digging in a little bit more, getting inside the meat of Surrey Chambers, which is very exciting. So thank you.
Thank you. Biz Surrey and Hampshire.